Good afternoon. We will continue to see more clouds than sun for a while, but enough sunshine will break through to push our temperatures into the upper 70s and lower 80s on average for afternoon highs. In this warm and humid environment, scattered showers will develop, and with a weak disturbance sliding our way from the west, we may even see a few scattered thunderstorms. The best chance for any showers and thunderstorms this afternoon will be in the Mohawk Valley and western Catskills. As we get into the evening, that activity will slowly slide east into eastern New York and western New England, so a few scattered showers and storms are possible tonight. It'll be muggy again with lows in the lower to mid-60s. In fact, this type of pattern will set up for the entire weekend and into the early part of next week. It'll be warm and humid, and with weak disturbances passing through the jet stream flow, we've run the risk of a few scattered showers on Saturday, otherwise mostly cloudy in the lower 80s. Again, on Sunday, a few scattered showers and storms, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-80s, and temperatures will even climb into the upper 80s to around 90 with the risk of an isolated thunderstorm on Monday. As we get into the middle part of next week, we'll remain very warm and humid with a chance of a scattered shower or thunderstorm on Tuesday before a more potent front heads our way on Wednesday. This front could also produce scattered showers and thunderstorms followed by a cooler air mass on Thursday with highs sliding back into the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, well above normal temperatures will continue over the southwest today. Excessive heat warnings remain in effect for the lower elevations of southern Arizona to central California, where temperatures will be in the 105 to 115 degree range. Overnight lows will only drop into the 80s to near 90 for the warmest locations. To the east, temperatures in the mid and upper 90s will combine with dew points in the 70s to yield heat index values in the low 100s in parts of the southeast. And West Texas will see increasing temperatures by today into tomorrow of over 100 degrees. Meanwhile, a front will linger across the central plains into the Midwest into the weekend, which will provide a focus for showers and thunderstorms, some of which could be severe. Locally heavy rain that could lead to flash flooding will be possible, especially in northern Missouri today and into Iowa and Illinois tomorrow. To the south, another stationary front will lay along the southeast coast from the tidewater of Virginia to Georgia and into the lower Mississippi Valley. Showers and storms will bubble up around this front, but may be especially heavier around the Florida Big Bend as Gulf moisture helps sustain the convection. Flash flooding may be possible here as well. By tomorrow, a front will drop out of western and central Canada to bring much cooler air to parts of Montana and North Dakota. Temperatures in the 80s will be replaced by upper 60s and lower 70s behind the front. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a shower or thunderstorm, upper 70s, Boston partly sunny in the mid-70s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with scattered showers and storms and highs in the upper 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 60, the record high, 97, set in 1936, and the record low, 41, in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 6:02 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:56 p.m., 13 hours and 54 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs around 80. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny with the risk of a few showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms today, highs in the upper 70s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny with the risk of a few showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, highs right around 80. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny with the risk of a few showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, with highs in the lower 80s. Scattered showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers and storms likely, humid with highs in the lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds with a few scattered showers and storms Sunday, remaining humid in the mid-80s. Hot and humid Monday with a mix of sun and clouds and just the outside chance of a thunderstorm, upper 80s. Still in the upper 80s and humid on Tuesday with a few showers and storms. Scattered showers and storms on Wednesday in the mid-80s, then increasing sunshine, breezy and cooler with lower humidity Thursday in the middle and upper 70s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kayanos.